Teddy is here. No, that's true. Here you are. We got out of order because those guys didn't show up. Okay, so I don't know how much you heard, you know, because you weren't here at the beginning. We went through the different sections of this. I'll have that posted to explain like what all this report has in it for you to understand. So there's, you know, this whole description of functional versus regular lab testing. All that stuff is good stuff for you to read. And then when we go through your section, it has these, functional blood chemistry. So this is like what areas are showing up, and really it's just saying thyroid here. Okay. And then there's some low levels of some other issues, cardiovascular, blood, et cetera. And the thyroid, we'll look at those markers in detail. Some inflammation. This is actually really clean, so not a lot of stuff going on here. And then
I worked really hard.
You and it shows. I mean, you've really come a long way. I think this is awesome. Vitamin D is important. That's an easy one. Selenium is probably related to your thyroid T3. That's an easy one. Iron a little bit, and the others are kind of low. So this is just from what I'm seeing so far. This is a good report. Okay.
Okay.
So your iron is definitely low and your ferritin is low as well, which means that it's like straightforward iron deficiency type anemia, right?
I had that when I was little.
You had it when you were little. Well, you got it again.
Thyroid.
So what I would recommend for this, you know, whereas supplementing iron is it can happen, but I really, really, really like this herb called Yellow Dock.
I'm familiar with it.
You are? Good. It supports your liver. It supports skin health. Right. And it supports, has iron in it, and it helps to support stomach acid. So Yellow Dock could be a good one. If it doesn't bring it up enough, there are some good formulations, but I've seen people jump up like within 6 weeks into normal range.
Okay. Can I take that along with my nettles?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. All right. So here's your lipids. All of that looks good. Okay, so lipoprotein little a is a slightly elevated. Okay, so there's a really cool book by Dr. Joel Kahn, and it's called Lipoprotein little a. And he has a whole section where he describes what it is and what nutrients, and then he has foods. Be careful of the foods because he's not into... It's all plant-based, but it's he's not really paying attention to the glycemic index. So if you have certain foods that don't work for you or that raise your blood sugar, you know, you just don't do it. But he has a really good descriptions in there. And it's, you know, of the nutrients and how to support that. Because it's really, really important with that, because it's an independent risk factor for cardiovascular disease.
Yes, I need to bring that down.
You need to bring it down. And it's hard to bring it down. So that's the one thing. It doesn't often go down much, but you have to have the supportive lifestyle around it. Okay. And there's certain nutrients like niacin and CoQ10 and carnitine and other nutrients like that that can be super helpful for it. But I recommend you get his book because it has all of that described. All right.
Yeah. I wrote it down.
Okay. So your TSH is high and are you on meds right now for thyroid?
Well, you know, no, because I stopped it a while ago. But I'm taking this K1, K2, and I also noted that it also contains iodine from kelp and bladder whack and potassium iodine, 1000 mcgs.
Okay.
And that's all I take for that. So my question was, because I was listening yesterday and I heard that you recommended a brand to someone.
Yep, I was just going to mention that to you. There's a really good one called, it's Restorative Formulations. And they have it called ThyroCare. And now I'm going to put it into the chat because they won't sell to folks. I forgot to mention that yesterday, unless you're associated with a practitioner, and you'll put my ID in when you get it. So I'm going to write restorative. I think it's restorative formulations. It's not that exact URL, just type in restorative formulations and you'll find it. And then if you go to thyrocare, and you're gonna put me as your practitioner. So you put my name in, practitioner ID is there, okay? And I'm going to see if I can find it because it's a possibility for several folks here. R-E-S-T-O-R-A-T-I-V-E. I wrote here. Okay, there we go. I'll put this link in. It'll say login for price. You're going to have to set up an account to do that.
I was on their site today.
Oh, good. They have a really good line. Everything's organic, including the capsules. Everything is just really beautifully formulated there. So you'll say create account up here. You see it?
Yes.
And then it'll ask you who's your practitioner. So new patient, create patient account. Don't have a practitioner, then you have to, they'll find you one. But if you do, then you go here and... Yeah, that's the number that I put in, the practitioner ID.
Okay.
Yeah, good stuff. Really good stuff. They have a good glucose formula. They have an adrenal formula. So if you want to, simplify, not always the formulas are going to be perfect for everybody, right? Because everybody's a little different. But they do have a really nice adrenal formula, thyroid formula, glucose formula, and a lot of people have gotten great results with the thyroid formula. Okay. And then the T3, right? I'm not sure that it addresses, it may have the selenium in there, but in the meantime, go with the Brazil nuts, right? Just a couple, like two or three Brazil nuts a day.
Okay.
Okay.
And did you say take a selenium supplement also?
Yes, selenium. Well, you could just eat the Brazil nuts or take
for the selenium.
I always recommend people get both because there's days when you're not going to always want to eat Brazil nuts, quite frankly. And you can take the selenium supplement instead.
Okay.
Don't see antibodies. Oh, here we go. Your antibodies are fine. Great. Your reactive protein is fine. Your vitamin D is super low. So are you taking vitamin D right now?
Yeah, it's in this supplement I take with the K1 and 2, and it's 125 mcg, so I don't know how much of that I should take.
Not enough, right? So take whatever you're taking, whatever the daily dose of that is, but get a separate D3.
Okay.
And I like the liquids best. Seeking Health has a micellized D3. So does Premier Research Labs. And given your numbers, I would go for like 10,000 a day and then retest the D in about 6 weeks.
Okay.
And then see where it's at. Okay. Has D been a problem for you for a long time? Like it's generally?
I really don't know because I just recently started getting it tested.
Okay. So we don't know if you have a genetic marker. Did you, you've done 23andMe, right?
No, I did another genetic company, but I do want to retest for 23andMe because I do have a iron overload that came up.
An iron overload came up?
On my genes, when I had the genes done. So I really don't know anything about genes, whether they're turned on, turned off.
You're not expressing an iron overload.
Okay.
You are the opposite here. So... wouldn't be concerned about that. If I don't know about that test, what's the name of the company that you did the gene test with? Because it may be just fine. You may not need 23andMe on top of it.
My Heritage.
Oh, I don't know. It might be more of a ancestry type thing where it's mostly that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah. Okay. So it might not have had the, so there's a D marker. There's a lot of nutrient markers. So if you run it, you run the 23andMe and then you go to the nutrigenomics page, it tells you exactly like what reports to run. And
okay.
That's the genetic detoxification report has a whole section on nutrients, like which nutrients you'll have a tendency to be low in. And depending, you know, if you don't have a genetic tendency for low D, it's just a matter of not taking enough or being exposed enough, no big deal, then, you know, you're probably going to go up rather quickly. But if you have one of the genetic tendencies, then you'll be substituting D and just like, why isn't it moving? Because you need to do more. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have a lot of things in here, but it's
Dr. Rita Marie, if you go to the history for her, she had the rest of the numbers were run in August. It was separated into August and November. So I ran the report on the most recent, but if you go down all the way down to the history, she has the metabolic panel and the glucose and stuff are there. Okay,
got it. Okay, so it's a fill in the gap. Yeah, okay, good. Thank you. So there's the glucose, hemoglobin. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, okay, good. Creatinine, bun, EGFR. These are a little bit on the low side. These are suggestive of potentially... suggestive of the low stomach acid.
Okay.
I think doing bitters is going to be helpful regardless of who you are and what you are, right? It's just such an important piece. Do you take alkaline water or anything like that, alkalizing?
Something? No. Uh-uh.
Because
I have the well and then I put it through my Berkey filter, it's carbon filters.
Okay. Yeah, so because we don't see this much where the CO2 is higher. Do you tend to be a shallow breather like that? Do you tend to take belly breaths? Sometimes it's a breathing issue when the carbon dioxide is high like that.
I'll have to take notice. I probably breathe shallow.
From your belly. Really focus on breathing from your belly, okay?
Okay.
They're all good. Calcium. All right. So zinc and magnesium may be issues as well.
I take magnesium, so I have to up that also.
All right. So on the site, on this mineral page, I'll put this link again. I don't know if it was on there when you were coming in, but on this page. There's a video about magnesium, and then there's the instructions for doing a magnesium load test to determine what your ideal amount is. So see where this says zinc taste test? If we scroll up a little higher, there's magnesium on it, and then there's the magnesium load. You can click on that.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just important to try to optimize our amounts. So whenever we have functional indicators for things being low and you're already taking that thing, it's either you're not taking enough, you're taking the wrong type, or you're not absorbing it. And if you have low zinc and you have low stomach acid, you're going to not absorb your magnesium as well. Okay, so if you focus on getting enough zinc, you focus on the bitters to help stimulate your body to produce more stomach acid, then you're going to actually absorb the rest of them. That yellow doc that I mentioned for the iron, that can be very helpful at helping to bring up the stomach acid as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
So your TSH got worse this time. I think I would look at that ThyroCare.
That I'll order that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Okay.
Because it explains a lot. And I do have a question. And I'm going by my Apple Watch. that yep. My heart rate's been fluctuating. And for example, yesterday it was from 54 and then it was up to 168. So I don't know if that's normal.
Only if you're under a lot of, if you just exerted yourself, if you just, you know, jumped up and down, did a burst. No,
and that's the scary thing because I'm moving and I barely packed like one or two boxes and then I felt odd. And so I felt off. So I decided to take my pulse rate and then I noticed it was up.
How long did it take to go back down to normal?
You didn't pay attention to that.
So if anything like that happens and you see that your blood heart rate goes up like that, just sit yourself down, do some heart math, do some things to relax yourself, and then go back and test it again. Have you had any heart scans recently? Any like a echocardiogram?
Yeah, I had an echocardiogram and because I have three leaky heart valves.
Right.
And I had the stress test. So everything turned out good except for that. And it's mild, she said. And the only thing they were concerned about was the aortic valve because that's a rarity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's really important. Do you take any hawthorn berry?
Yeah. And I do every day because that's the only thing that stops my chest pain that I get often. So I take that daily.
Yeah. So yeah, keep that going. But I would say if you feel anything weird like that, you just stop whatever you're doing and then you get yourself back to normal, right? If you've got these congenital issues, your heart is going to be much more sensitive to even slight exertion. So if you're moving, right, it's just something triggered it, whether it's a stress, whether it's a sympathetic nervous system kicking in, something triggered it. You've got to de-trigger it. You've got to shift yourself into parasympathetic.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of hoping maybe it's like a food allergy. I ate something or made it right.
Well, I mean, that's something to watch for, certainly. Like, you know, when you keep track of your food and you keep track of symptoms, it's certainly something to watch for. And maybe it is. Maybe there's certain foods that trigger it. Did you eat anything abnormal, unusual?
Yeah. No, I know it's what you're saying. And it's, you know, it's a good thing I'm older now because I know to stop and sit down. If I was younger, I just keep going and push myself in the butt. And so,
right.
Yeah, I
barely always stop and don't start up again until you get it back down into the normal range.
Yeah, I quit that day. I just rested the rest of the day. So,
right. But keep track of it, right?
Okay.
To make sure it goes back down.
All right, I will. Thank you.
And you know, sometimes even just taking an extra hawthorn berry at a time like that can be extra. Are you taking it in capsules or are you taking it in a
tincture? I take it in a homeopathic.
Yeah, I would take another dose of it.
Okay.
Magnesium is another thing that could calm it down as well. So taking a dose. So check your magnesium levels with that magnesium load. And then you can always just like have a powdered magnesium. That those are the kinds of things. Like if you go into the ER with chest pain, the first thing they do is put you on magnesium drip, right?
All right.
So you can just take it. You just put it in some water and you just take it.
Yeah, I do take, Isabel recommended magnesium for me in the powder. So I do take that at night and it does put me to sleep. So
good. So if you feel another, you know, oncoming like agitation and palpitations and all that, definitely take some extra magnesium and maybe try some hawthorn berry with it.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
My last question. So when I ordered a thyroid and I started taking the thyroid, when should I retest for that?
I would say 2 months.
Okay.
Yeah. And then when you do that, do the D at the same time.
Okay.
You know, so we want to get that up there. It's hard to get your thyroid balanced without good D. It's hard to get anything balanced without good D. Magnesium, zinc, and D are involved in hundreds, literally hundreds of different pathways throughout the body. So if any of those are off and you have all indications of all three being off, then it's going to throw off your hormones. It's going to throw off your digestion. It's going to throw off your cardiac system, your immune system, your thought, you know what I'm saying? It's like this cumulative effect of all three being off. So if you address all three of those, address the thyroid, and then just really be smart about tuning in when you start to feel that fluttery, weird stuff. and don't start anything else until it's back, and continue to take that pulse. You'll learn what brings it down. You'll learn that, okay, if I do this little meditation, if I do heart math, if I do take some supplements, you'll know what brings it down. And then you'll be able to hone right into that if it happens.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to starting the D and the thyroid, because it explains a lot, explains why I'm tired all the time and I have joint pain on occasion. So,
Yeah, absolutely.
So my next step, more progress.
Awesome. We're all moving in a direction. Your lab overall was really pretty good, you know?
I worked very hard for many years and, you know, I bounced up and bit down back and forth, and now I'm pretty straightforward with my diet. So
it takes a while and it takes consistency. You know, when we think about how many years of abuse our body, I was really lucky. I discovered all this health stuff when I was like 27, 28, right? So I didn't have all that long behind me, but if I discovered all this when I was 58, there's a lot more years of abuse to undo. I had 28 years of abuse to undo, right? Some of you have, you know, 40, 50, 60 years of abuse to undo. So it does, you have to be patient with yourself, right? And then the impatience with yourself, like Ronnie was like, you've come so far. It's just, we have to stop and go, okay, let's count the blessings. Let's just really allow that body to be, let your body feel that you're grateful. Like your conscious mind is grateful for the unconscious parts that control all this stuff. And, you know, gratitude goes so far in healing. It's just such a big part of healing. And then we just, it's not mentioned in medicine. You know, I had this slide at Shine, I think it was, and it was like the missing piece in medicine. And it just was a big heart, right? Because it's like, but when we focus and we tune into the heart, and that's what heart math is all about, is focusing on gratitude, tuning into your heart, opening your heart, being grateful for all the great things your body's doing for you. That's what helps you to move along.
Thank you, Dr. Rita Marie.
You're very welcome. And thank you all for being here. Those of you who came in, I see Valerie joined us. Hi, and Carrie. Peggy's been here for two straight days and she didn't even have hers done. So you are so dedicated to learning. I love it. Denise, same thing. You were first, you did yours first thing. You were like the second person yesterday and you're still here. I hope it was it worthwhile? Yeah. Yeah. Was it worthwhile? Yeah. Learning stuff, always learning, right? We always just want to be learning, but learning from the standpoint of not putting so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect. You're not going to be perfect. I hate to tell you this, but it ain't going to happen. You're not going to be perfect ever, but you have to do your best, and keeping in mind all the love you have for yourself and the desire, you know, like I was saying yesterday, when we were talking about genes and breast cancer, right? And the caffeine, you know, the caffeine pathways. And it's like, okay, you just have to make a choice. Which do I love more? My breasts or my coffee, right? Right? Which do I love more, being healthy and vibrant or eating chocolate cake, right? And so some people make that choice. My father-in-law, my brother-in-law, they made the choice that they wanted their simple pleasures more than they wanted their health. And guess what? They're not around to talk about it anymore. They're not around to talk about it anymore. They said, I'd rather die and be able to. My brother-in-law was really sad because he had this really bad cancer and then he got an infection and he withered away to nothingness, didn't want to do the juices, didn't want to do, he lived right near Thomas Lodi's cancer place where they go in and they do all the IVs and they make him change their diet and meditate and all this. He didn't want to do it. And he wanted to just enjoy his food. But you know, the such a sad part was he got so sick, he couldn't enjoy his food. He was just hooked up to IVs. He didn't get to eat. He didn't get to enjoy his chocolate cake anymore. He just got to be hooked up for months and months and then die, right? And I don't want that for anybody. I don't want that for my worst enemy, right? So we just make these choices. Gratitude is such an important piece of this. And eating the right foods and moving, but not too much, Ronnie. Yeah, if you 17 miles might be too much, right? Or whatever it was for where you're at right now. be grateful for what you got, you know, and tune in to what is your body telling you at this moment that it needs the most. I remember saying to Sarah one day, I want you every day at 3 p.m. when you start, I want you to go out and sit on the porch with a cup of chamomile tea and just take some deep breaths. I'm like, but I have this to do and that to do. Just take the time and you'll be able to better do those things when you take that time to take care of you. Parasympathetic is the key to health. Right? And so many of us are in sympathetic overdrive all the time. Go, 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 go. The healing happens in the pause. Right? Anybody have anything they want to add to it? I see Isabel and I see Valerie. You guys have the most amazing coaches. These guys are, they have so much heart and they so care about you.
Yes.
Right? They really care. And that's the big piece that I had, the heart, right? That's missing in most medicine, you know, and yeah. Valerie was 20 years in nursing, right? In conventional nursing. And there's, she's just the changes that she's seeing in working with people from this perspective is huge, right? It's huge. Unfortunately, I feel bad. Allopathic medicine doesn't train people to get the satisfaction of like actually seeing people say, oh yeah, I lost 30 pounds. I feel better. I have more energy. I'm having sex with my husband again after 40 years of not, you know, whatever it might be. They don't have that satisfaction because they just go, yep, Mary Sue's still alive. I had to up her dose of blood pressure medication, but she's still alive. Like that's not ultimate satisfaction. That's just like keeping people alive. What we're teaching you to do is to like enhance the quality of your life. So you are these wonderful, thriving, exciting human beings that are changing the face of the earth. So I appreciate you. You guys are amazing. So I stayed here for 2 full days listening to all this and whatever we can do to support you. We're here for you. Come to the calls. We got lots of them. Join us starting tomorrow for Fasting While Feasting, if that feels good. Amazing results. If you, maybe you didn't get your blood sugar all the way where you wanted it to be, but 2.5 pounds in the 5 days is, you know, it's not something to sneeze at, right? Yeah. Thank you guys so much. Have a great rest of the weekend. And I'll probably see you if you do the Fasting While Feasting on the thing. So bye everybody. Thank bye. You.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you. This was awesome.
You're so welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. Bye, everybody.
Okay. Yeah, Jill's here again. Jenny's here. You guys are awesome. It just warms my heart to see all of you just so participating in this.